Circuit Judge Thomas Lister said a radio ad by the conservative group Coalition for America's Families violated state law because it made false statements with actual malice about Democratic Assembly candidate Mark Radcliffe. Radcliffe is running against Republican Dan Hellman in a district near Eau Claire. The ad the judge ordered taken down tries to tie Radcliffe to the universal health care plan known as Healthy Wisconsin that passed the Wisconsin Senate last year. Here's a clip from the ad that includes a statement Judge Lister concluded is a lie.
Mark Radcliffe supports a plan to double Wisconsin's taxes to give free health care to people who don't even work or pay taxes in Wisconsin.
Judge Lister's court order to pull the ad was not based on its claim about taxes or about health care to non-residents. Rather, the judge took issue with the contention that Radcliffe supports Healthy Wisconsin, a claim Radcliffe disputed in court. Attorney David Halbrooks helped represent Radcliffe in this case.
You don't normally have campaigns just blatantly saying things that are the opposite of the truth.
But Coalition for America's Families Director R.J. Johnson called the decision an attack on free speech. And here's where the case gets interesting. Johnson says there's documented proof that his group's ad is accurate.
Mr. Radcliffe's position on Healthy Wisconsin is very specific. He supports it. He said it on your radio station.
Johnson's referring to a program Radcliffe did back in August with Wisconsin Public Radio's Mary Jo Wagner. What you might not expect is that Radcliffe attorney David Halbrooks used the same interview to back up his side of the story.
The records are readily available digitally. We just emailed the digital copy of the interview to the judge.
Both Halbrooks and Johnson recommended listening to Radcliffe's comment in full. So, here it is, starting with the question from listener Barbara, who said she missed Radcliffe's earlier discussion of Healthy Wisconsin.
I'd like to hear again Mark Radcliffe's reaction to that. I mean, are you supportive of it, or is as it is, or what I heard you say was that you thought you had to continue to, you had to continue to look at it. You had to continue to be on the table.
Yeah, I am in support, like I said before, to access to affordable health care for everybody, and Healthy Wisconsin is a start.
Okay.
We need to continue to discuss the best way to get that affordable health care to somebody. And what Healthy Wisconsin has done is it's put that issue on the forefront. And for that, I commend it. And now we need to continue to work on that document to get it through.
Attorney Halbrook says the Coalition for America's Families used that quote in a court hearing yesterday to back up its claim. He says it led to a surreal moment where you had Coalition attorney Mike Wittenweiler arguing with Radcliffe.
The argument was, Mark Wittenweiler saying Mark Radcliffe favors Healthy Wisconsin, and Mark Radcliffe saying, no, I don't. I am not in favor of Healthy Wisconsin. And I had to jump in and said, Judge, I think we ought to go with Mark Radcliffe on this one.
But R.J. Johnson says that kind of reasoning is dangerous.
Basically, what they're saying and what the judge has said is that if you change your opinion after the fact, that you can go to a court and you can get a restraining order so that people who want to talk about your position in the public domain can no longer do so. And that's exactly what happened to us.
Johnson's group is fighting the ruling. The case could be heard by a Madison appeals court later today. If you don't live near Eau Claire and this ad sounds familiar, it's probably because similar versions are running throughout Wisconsin. Already, another Democratic candidate is using this ruling to urge stations in her area to dump a similar ad. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.